اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، اهلا يا شهر رمضان.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد.
Another verse which we are going to explain is verse 55, one of the famous verse of Quran. Famous, it means that this verse usually scholars translate and explain for the reappearance of the Imam of the Age, alayhi salatu wassalam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to those among you who believe and do good work, عملوا الصالحات. ليستخلفنهم في الأرض. First, he will surely make the successors in the earth. كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم. Give them government. He will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that will give the government to the mu'mineen and those who good work, do good work. وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. And also he made successors from among those who were before them, sorry, and he will surely establish for them their religion which he has chosen for them. وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And he will surely give them exchange, security, and peace after their fear. يَعْبُدُونَنِ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. They will worship me and they will not do shirk, associate anything with me. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And then who after that, they will be the after that, if someone be kafir, do not believe in religion, this person فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, those people will be considered as rebellious, as the kafir and unbeliever. This verse of Quran is among the verses which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran give news about the future issues. In different verses of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about future. And for example, before the war and battle of Badr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verse about this battle. And about the Rum, said غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض. About this battle also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse and give this glad tidings to mu'mineen, and a good issue, a good war will be happen among kuffar. This verse also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give glad tidings and good news to mu'mineen. In future you will be the government and ruler of the earth. مرحوم and سید مرحوم سید هاشم بهرانی, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give bless to his soul, in his book Al-Mahjatul Bayda or Muhajjatul Bayda, he mentioned more than 100 verses of Quran which is relating to the return of the Imam alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse give three promise and three glad tidings, three good news to mu'mineen, and said, those who are you who believe, those who are among you who believe, he is real mu'min, and amalu as-salihat, and do good work, do good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them government of the earth, which we have in our riwayat, yablugh sultanahu al-mashriq, all of the east and west, which we cover the sultan, the government of the Imam alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse mentioned that kama istakhlafa alladhina min qablihim, like those people who were before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them such a government. For example, based on Quran and verses of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave such a government to Prophet Dawood, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam. Also gave such a government to Prophet Sulaiman, salawatullahi alayhi. And also gave to our Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Because in Quran said that huwa alladhi arsala rasulahu bil huda wa din al haqq liyudhhirahu ala din kulli. Allah is the one who sent the prophet, arsala rasulahu bil huda, his prophet, with guidance, wa din al haqq, with the right religion, liyudhhirahu ala din kulli, in order to overcome all religions. It means that the final religion, which cover all of the religion and overcome all of the religions, will be religion of Islam. And East and West, all of people will follow Rasulullah, will follow Quran. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Quran, in three times mentioned in different verses of Quran, said, لِيُذْحِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ, to overcome of all religions. It means that this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolutely will happen. And as the Arabic term of liyudhhirahu, lam here for ta'kid, to emphasize, absolutely happen, this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse said that al-ard, all of the earth, because of the alif lam, if you want to translate, it means that all of the earth, not a part of earth. If you want to say only part of the earth, mu'mineen will be successful to establish government, he would say that min al-ard. But he said al-ard. One government, all of the earth, will rule all of the earth. Al-ard, anna al-ard. Anna here, because the sentences is there, we say the jumlaya ismiya. Start with noun, it means that certainly. Anna al-ard, anna al-ard, yarithuha ibadiya salihun. My righteous servants will inherit the earth. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or in some verses said, wal aqibatu littaqwa. The end will be for taqwa, for the pious. And wal aqibatu lilmuttaqeen. In different verses of Quran said, at the end the muttaqeen will govern the earth. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam, in one hadith, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala said at that time, when it means that when Imam alayhi salatu wasalam returned, at that time, the religion of Muhammad will expand to all of the earth, to whatever the night expanded on the earth, so that it will not be any mushrik on the earth. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam and other a'imma, they emphasize on this concept. And also we have in our narration that before reappearance of the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, people goes to the grave of mu'mineen and will talk to them and say them, I wish I was in your place. Because the security and stability of countries will be removed. But after the duhur, those people go back to the grave, said, I wish you also be here and see the government of the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam and the security which Imam alayhi salatu wasalam brought to the countries. We have a different narrations and ahadith. And the another promise which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse emphasized is about the absolute security and public security. He said that وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ first لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You will be government of the earth. And then وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَيَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. The specific religion Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here. As the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited in the day of Ghadir, he said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a congratulation message for the Prophet, when Rasulullah appointed Amir al-Mu'minin as the Wali and Khalifa, he said that اليوم أكملت لكم وأتممت لكم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم ورديت لكم الإسلام. Which type of Islam? The Islam which Amir al-Mu'minin appointed as the Khalifa. وَرَّذِيْتُ I am agree with this type of Islam. I satisfy with this type of Islam, which Imam consider as the pillar of this Islam, which Ali is the Wali, this type of Islam. Here said that دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ the religion which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala agreed and satisfied in that day in the Ghadir. This religion will be covered, will be the government of the earth. It means that the Shia, only this group, the Shia religion, will be the last religion which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed Amir al-Mu'minin as Khalifa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in that verse, in the verse of Ghadir, رَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ, this type of religion. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam in one hadith said, Hum wallah shi'atuna. Those people which mentioned in this verse, I swear that those people are Shia. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ ذَلَكَ بِهِمْ عَلَى يَدَيْ رَجُلٍ مِنَّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them, عَلَى يَدَيْ رَجُلٍ مِنَّا. They will establish such a government by the hand of one of us from Ahl Bayt, رَجُلٌ مِنَّا, one of our Ahl Bayt. وَهُوَ مَهْدِيُّ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. And specifically mentioned, this is the man, at the time of Imam Zaman alayhi salam will take place. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Hajjir wa Jem. وَهُوَ الَّذِي قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَوْ لَمْ يَبْقِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا يَوْمٌ وَاحِدٌ لَتَبَّلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. If from the life of the world is only one day left, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prolong this day, will extend this day, until this promise of Allah fulfilled. Unless, until Imam alayhi salatu wasalam come. So the religion which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to mu'mineen to be the final religion of the earth is the religion which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approved in the day of Ghadir. He said, رَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا. And here said that, دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ, the religion which we approved, which we agreed upon it on that verse of Quran.
And Imam alayhi salatu wa salam, in this hadith, in a different hadith, we have a hadith from Imam Sajjad, from Imam Baqir, from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salatu wa salam. In those ahadith, they mention that the word government, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised in this verse, verse 55 of Surah Al-Nur, is the government of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
And come back to the verse, said va'adallahu alladhina amanu. It means that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to only mu'mineen. If a acceptable number of Muslimin be real mu'min, they have a chance to establish such a government. They have a chance to visit their imam. فَعَدَلَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالَحَاتِ. A real mu'min. We say in Farsi, mu'min shishdang. عَمِلُوا الصَّالَحَاتِ. Because in Arabic term, we have a salih, salihan, salihat. Yes? Salih, if someone do only one work, one amal salih, one good deed, one action, is salih. Salihan is the one who do more than one amal salih. Salihat or amalu as salihat, it means that the mu'min, the one who have believed in Islam and do all of the actions and follow the fully verses of Quran. Real mu'min, 100% be mu'min. To those people, they will be able to establish such a government. And then, لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ said, and then يَعْبُدُونَنِي. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them government. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them chance to establish government? Because يَعْبُدُونَنِي, for the religion. The main purpose of the Islamic religion is to expand Islamic concept, Islamic actions, to establish religion in this country, in that country. Because said la yastakhlifannahum, we will give them government in order to invite other people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ya'budunani. It means that the religion and politics would not be separated to each other. The aim of the government is to inviting people to religion, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. Why Rasulullah established a government? Why he make a government? Why? Because to be able to fulfill Islamic rule, to fulfill all of the Islamic ahkam, all of the terms of Islam. And said, لَيُمَكِّنَنَّ دِينَهُمْ لَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ. It means that the aim of establishment of religion government is to sit down religion, to fulfill religions on the earth, and لَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَهُمْ. The first aim of any country should be security and peace to the people. لَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنَ. The first action which this government is going to do is to bring security to the country. لَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنَ. It means that before the zuhur of the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, people and mu'mineen and muslimin will suffer from non-security and non-stability of the country. La yushrikuna bi shay'a. And at that time, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, the first action which Imam alayhi salatu wasalam will do is to remove shirk from the earth. La yushrikuna bi shay'a. This is the target and purpose of the Islamic government of the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this beautiful verse mentioned three steps of the Islamic government,
and also gave the promise to mu'mineen to make them hopeful about the futures, and also mentioned the main aims of establishing of establishment of a government in accordance to Islamic viewpoint. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be alive in the government of the Imam alayhi salatu wa salam, and give us tawfiq to be helper of the Imam alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj wal 'afiyata wan nasr. Allahumma ij'alna min ansarihi wa awanihi. Allahumma ballighhu minna tahiyatan wa salama. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat al-ahya' minhum wal amwat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.